select certain traits, such as the ability to perform simple logic and supervisory functions, as well as basic construction skills. Good voices would also be an important factor, but perhaps I might have a little trouble raising such toads, and they wouldn't turn out sounding like toads at all. Maybe they'd end up sounding like cats. You never know. I mean, a lot of naturally occurring frogs and toads don't sound like frogs and toads anyway. You've probably all heard of the so-called pig frog, Ranagrillo, and you know what that would sound like, so I guess you could sort of call these cat toads, Bufophilinus. I'd raise these particular variants of ersatz toads in small cardboard boxes, such as the ones I get when I buy videotape in bulk. I'd have a little cardboard box of toads who could do nothing but croak when they hear two other croaks simultaneously. In other boxes, I could have toads which would croak if they heard any croaks at all, and toads which would croak if they heard nothing at all, and toads which would croak always,